Okay, last time we mentioned that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Dafayin Hamad Beis discusses a machlokas tanaim as to whether nosin tam lefgam is mutter or aser. And it says the man da'amar who holds nosin tam lefgam mutter assumes that the reason why Bnei Yisrael had to be machshir all of the kalim that they got from Midyan is because the Torah prohibited a kedera bas yoma. Even though nosin tam lefgam is mutter, that's only a kedera she'ena bas yoma, meaning after a certain amount of time has elapsed since you've cooked in the pot, so then it's nosin tam lefgam. The tam of the issa, the taste of the issa that's in the walls of the pot, will put a bad taste into the tavshil that you cook in the pot, so then it's going to be mutter. But even though nosin tam lefgam is mutter, the Torah prohibited a kedera bas yoma, a kedera before this passage of time, a keder that has recently been used to cook Isser. So that's why Giulei Midyan was also, that's why it was necessary to be Machsher the Kalim that they got from Midyan. What does it mean, a keder she'ena bas yoma? So we started discussing yesterday, Rashi defines a keder she'ena bas yoma as a kedera which underwent what he calls Linas Laila, meaning that a night time passed without any cooking taking place in that pot. And Tosis discussed what kind of Linas Laila is that. Does that mean just the last part of the night, the Sofa Laila? Maybe it means the whole night. But that's what Rashi holds. A Linas Laila is sufficient to define the Kedera as a Kedera Shein Bas Yoma, and then Minat Torah, it'll be Mutta Lechatchila to cook in such a pot. Rov Rishonim disagree with Rashi on this point. In fact, we mentioned yesterday that the Rush quotes many of the Rayas of Tosis, and he discusses them. The Rush at the very end of that Simen seems to imply that he disagrees with Rashi, and he holds that Kedera Shein Bas Yoma is a Kedera that 24 hours has elapsed from the time that Issa was cooked in the Kedera. Quite a bit more than just Alinas Laila. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. We assume Kedera Shein Bas Yoma means that 24 hours has elapsed between the time that you cooked Issa in the pot and the next time that you want to use the pot. Be that as it may, from the Gemara it's clear that if you hold Nosin Tam Lefgam Mutter, a Kedera Shein Bas Yoma min HaTorah is Mutter to use. So the Gemara asks, Mikan Ve'elech Lishteri, after the Kedera is no longer Bas Yoma, which according to the way we pasken, that means after 24 hours, L'chatchilit should be mutter to use that pot. So the Gemara concludes, Kizera Kedera Shein Bas Yoma Mishum Kedera Bas Yoma. Midrabanan Chazal prohibited using a Kedera Shein Bas Yoma because we're afraid that if we allow you to use a Kedera Shein Bas Yoma, you might use a Kedera Bas Yoma. You might use the pot within 24 hours before this time has elapsed to make the tam inside the walls of the pot be nosin tam lefgam. And that, of course, is going to be a terrible problem. That'll be an issed deraisa, meaning if the tam is still nosin tam leshvach, and it'll put a good tam into the tavshil, so then that'll be a tavshil shel issa, so you won't be able to eat that issa at all. So Chazal were afraid that maybe you'll do that, maybe you'll cook in the Kedera Bas Yoma, so they prohibited you even from cooking in the Kedera Shein Bas Yoma. This is the rendition of the Gemara, according to the Girsa that we have in Rashi. What's the kasha of the Gemara, according to this Girsa? Rashi explains, Mikan ve'elech lishteri af lechatchila. The kasha of the Gemara was, Mikan ve'elech, after the Kedera is no longer Bas Yoma, which Rashi interpreted to mean Linas Laila, and Rav Rishonim assumed that it means Me'ez Le'ez, 24 hours. Af lechatchila, it should be mutter even lechatchila. Maybe it is mutter lechatchila. How did Rashi know that it's also lechatchila? So the Mefarshim explain, Rashi was probably troubled with the lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa says, "V'chulan shenishtamish v'henach lo yad v'vash lo yagiv v'vash lo yilabein tani chada asa v'tanya idach mutter." The lashon of the Braisa sounds like if you did it already, if b'di'evid you cooked in such a pot, so according to the man da'am and osin tamafgam mutter, it's mutter. Why did the Braisa have to write in a b'di'evid lashon? It should have said, "V'chulan shelo higiv v'vash lo libein." It's mutter levashel in it. You're certainly supposed to be machshir, but the reality is, once it's a keder shena bas yoma, once the time has elapsed, once 24 hours has elapsed between the cooking of Isser in the pot and the time that you want to cook in it again, lechatchila should be mutter to cook in it. What's this lashon? If you did it already, if you weren't malabin and you weren't magal and you cooked in it, but the evidence, it's okay. What kind of a strange lashon is that? That's probably how Rashi understood the kasha of the Gemara. Mikave lech lishteri af lechatchila. Why does the Braisa imply that it's only b'di'evet? So that's what the Gemara answers. It's a gezera keder shena bas yoma, atu bas yoma. This is Rashi according to our Girsa in the Gemara. The Tosis Rid Al-Azhar points out that Rashi, there was a different Girsan Rashi. He had a different version of the Rashi. He quotes from the Mora, which is Rashi, that Rashi felt taka lemaisa lechatchila, it's mutter to use a kedera shena bas yama. It's incredible. This is the Tosis read right here. Pirish Amora, Shabishal Bahagoy Hayom, Avabisha Baesmok Parhefig, Tama Balinas Laila, he says, Vishuv Kishapolta Batav Shalacher, Enoela Lifgam. This is Mamish exactly the same as what we have in Rashi. But how he continues, Mikanva Elach Lishteri Afilu Lechatchila. Not as a kasha, Mikanva Elach Lishteri Afilu Lechatchila. Oh, Lechatchila should still be mutter. No, the Tosis Surid understood in Rashi that this the Rashi is a Hemshech. Rashi is saying that Mikan ve'elach, after it's a keder shena bas yom, taka lechatchila, it's mutter to use. Quite interesting. According to the Tosis Rid, our dibra maschil mikan is probably not a separate dibra maschil in Rashi. That's just a hemshech to the dibra maschil of bas yom. You got to finish. You have to Rashi define what a keder bas yom, a keder shena bas yom are. So Rashi says in taka mikan ve'elach lishteri af lechatchila. Af lechatchila, it's mutter to use the keder shena bas yom. Incredible. But the Tosis Rid disagrees. He says ve'eino nirali. The whole discussion is b'di'evet, whether b'di'evet knows in time of gam aser, b'di'evet knows in time of gam mutter, v'leser hatavshel. It's only an issue of b'di'evet. K'detani v'chulan shenishtamish b'hen. He brings a raya from the lashon of the brisa. Lashon of the brisa sounds like we're only talking b'di'evet. Avol says the Tosfos Rid lehishtamish b'hen lechatchila af b'shu knows in time of gam aser shem mevatlan iser lechatchila. The Tosis Rid says, of course Lechatchila is going to be osed to use the Kedera Shein Abbas Yoma because Ei Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila. When it's not allowed to be Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila, you can't be Mevatl the Isser if B'di'evit, you cooked in the Kedera and the Kedera has this B'liya in it, but Nosan Tamal Gam is going to be Mutter, so that's B'di'evit, but Lechatchila we're not going to be Mevatl Isser. So says the Tosis Rid, why is it osed Lechatchila to use the Kedera Shein Abbas Yoma? Why? Does he say because of the kazera of keder shena bas yoma to keder bas yoma? No, he doesn't mention anything like that. Tosfos Rid says the reason why you can't use the keder shena bas yoma is because em avatlan is lechatchila. A new concept. So it seems from the Tosfos Rid that there really are three different shitas. One shita is Rashi, as the Tosfos Rid quotes it, that keder shena bas yoma is mutter even lechatchila to use. The other shita is Rashi, as we have it, our Girsan Rashi, that lechatchila certainly also to use keder shena bas yoma. But b'di'evet, it's mutter. Why lechatchila is it also to use keder shena bas yoma? Well, Rashi probably had our gears in the Gemara, and our gears is that Chazal instituted a gzeira of eina bas yoma atu bas yoma. It's a gzeira d'rabbanan. And the Tosfos Rid is a third sheet. The Tosfos Rid also agrees with our gears in the Gemara that b'di'evet, it's mutter to use a keder shena bas yoma, but lechatchila it's aser. But the Tosfos Rid seems to understand that the reason why it's aser lechatchila is not because of a gzeira d'rabbanan of Gzerek ena bas yom atu bas yom, but rather because of ema vatlan iser lechatchila, a more general principle. Three different shittas. But what emerges from the Tosfos Rid is clearly there were two girsos in the Gemara. Some had the girs in the Gemara of this kasha and teretz. Mikan ve'elech lishteri lechatchila. Gzerek keder shena bas yom mishum keder bas yom. Some had that girs. So that's our Rashi. But Rashi, as the Tosfos Rid has it, did not have such a girsa, because Rashi holds even lechatchila you can use a keder shena bas yoma. And frankly, the Tosfos Rid didn't have that girsa either. Because if the Tosfos Rid had that girsa, he should have said the reason why lechatchila you can't use the keder shena bas yoma is because of the gezera. But the Tosfos Rid says lechatchila you can't use it because em avat lanisa lechatchila. It's a different reason. So the Tosfos Rid didn't have that girsa either. The Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agra in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Chav Beis of Katan Dalid, he quotes a number of Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba, a number of Rishonim who didn't have this Girsa. But the Tosfos Rid Al Asar is one of those Rishonim who seems to not have had the Girsa that we have in the Gemara. The question is on our Girsa in the Gemara. Why did the Gemara have to introduce this new Gezerah de Rabbanan? Chazal had this gzera kedera shena bas yoma atu kedera bas yoma lechora. The Tosfos Rid is right. If we know that emavatlan isser lechatchila, there's this age-old principle in Yeridaya that one is not allowed lechatchila to be mevatlan isser. So that's the simple reason why you should aser using a kedera shena bas yoma. What do we need a special gzera for? Emavatlan isser lechatchila should be enough to aser the kedera shena bas yoma lechatchila. So why does our Gemara introduce this gzera de Rabban? This question is actually asked by the Ra'ah and the Berak HaBayis on the Rashba in a slightly different context, a very important context. The Rashba there in the Taras Habayis, Bayis Dalet, Shar Aleph, and on page Yutes, this is in the handout. On page 5. The Rashba is troubled. What's the source of the Heter Keder She'ena Bas Yoma? Why is it mutter? What's the source of such a principle? So we know Keder She'ena Bas Yoma is mutter because Nosen Tam Lefgam is mutter. Meaning that man the Omer who assumes Nosen Tam Lefgam mutter will say that a Keder She'ena Bas Yoma is mutter b'di'evet. It's not going to ask the Tavshul. So the Rashba is trying to figure out what exactly is the source of that principle. So we know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin Amabeis quotes Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon where the Nosen Tam Lefgam mutter, Nosen Tam Lefgam mutter. So presumably the Heter of Keder She'ena Bas Yoma, if it's based on Nosen Tam Lefgam mutter, then it's derived from the Heter of Nosen Tam Lefgam mutter. So what is that Heter? The Rashba says, look in the Gemara, you'll see what the Heter is based on. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Samach Zayin going on to Samach Ches says it's based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh says, Lo sochel kol nevela, lagera shebesharecha titnena va'achola. It's also to eat nevela, meat that hasn't been shechted appropriately. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to give it to a ger. A ger toshev. Not a real ger, right? A ger toshev, a non-Jew. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah darshins that the only kind of nevela that's going to be asur is a nevela that's ru'uya leger, a nevela that is edible for human consumption. But if it's a nevela she'eino ru'uya leger, if it's unfit for human consumption, if it's nifsal me'achilas adam, so then it's mutter, the nevela is mutter. The Gemara links the din of Nosen Tam Lefgam to the din of nevela she'eino ru'uya leger. If it's eino ru'uya leger, that's like Nosen Tam Lefgam, and that's why it's going to be mutter. So frek the Rashba, l'chor, what's the connection? Nevela she'eino ru'uya leger is nifsal me'achilas adam. That means that the item is completely pogum. It's completely spoiled, it's completely ruined, and that's why if it's ain't a royal agar, it's going to be mutter. It's nifsal, it's completely nifsal. But Nosen Tam Lefgam is not pogum bat smuso legamri, it's not completely pogum. It's going to be pogum the tavshil a little bit when that tam goes into the tavshil. But is it so ruined, is it so destroyed? The Rashba assumes not. So he says if it's not so destroyed, if the tam inside the walls of the pot is not so pogum, so how can we derive the Heter of Nosen Tam Lefgam from the Nevela She'eino Ru'uya Leger? And the Nevela She'eino Ru'uya Leger is Pogum Legamri. It's Nifsal Me'achilas Adam. It's Nifsal Legamri Me'achilas Adam. Nosen Tam Lefgam is not Nifsal Legamri Me'achilas Adam. So how can we derive one from the other? That's the kasha of the Rashba. V'im tomar v'alo Nosen Tam Lefgam Nevela Gamrin Elo Ustam Nevela Haroi Leger Shema Nevela. He's assuming Nosen Tam Lefgam is a Nevela that's Roi Leger. So how can we derive from the Vela She'eino Ru'uya Leger that Nosen Tam Lefgam is going to be mutter? Nosen Tam Lefgam is only pogam b'miktsas. That's what he says before. Pogam ze she'amr lo she'pogam legamri at she'eino nechal machmas pogam ze. It's not that it's pogam completely. El afilu pogam k'tsas. Even a pogam k'tsas also is mutter midin Nosen Tam Lefgam. How do I know that? He says keder she'eino bas yoma eino pogam esel ma'ad v'afilu hochi amruk de keder she'eino bas yoma eino oseres. From keder bas yoma you see that Nosen Tam Lefgam is mutter, even if it's not pogam legamri. Because keder she'eino bas yoma is not pogam legamri, it's only pogam b'miktsas. I mean, how big a pogam is that keder, is that blia inside the keder she'eino bas yoma? It's only a little bit of a pogam. Taka Nosen Tam Lefgam be mutter, must be that Nosen Tam Lefgam is mutter, even if it's only pogam b'miktsas. So how can we derive the Heter of Nosen Tam Lefgam from the Vela She'eino Ru'uya Leger, which is nifsal me'achilas adam legamri, frek the Rashba, but Nosen Tam Lefgam is not nifsal legamri. That's his kash. So the Rashba comes up with a fundamental yisod. He says the relationship between nifsal me'achilas adam and Nosen Tam Lefgam is not an exact relationship. It's only a very light comparison. The real Heter of Nosen Tam Lefgam is based on something different, says the Rashba. It's based on the fact that the very halacha that tam can aser a tavshil, that's a chiddush hakra, that's a gzeiras hakasef. You see, normally, minat Torah, iser should be batal berov. Anytime that you have a rov heter against the miut of iser, the iser should be batal. Acharei Rabim Lahatlos tells me that we always follow rov, so normally we would assume that iser should be batal berov heter. The only thing is, there's a gzeras hakasev, different psukim that the Gemara Chulin has, the Gemara Psachim, different psukim that tell us that tam ki ikr, that we treat tam of the iser like the ikr, like the iser itself. So even though minat Torah, you'd imagine that bittel berov should be mevatel, it should nullify the iser, and the iser can no longer aser. The halacha of tam keikar, which might be a din daraisa, that's the machlokas rishonim, but most rishonim assume that tam keikar is a din daraisa. That din daraisa tells you that even when you have rov heter against the iser, but if you can taste the tam is still going to asim. How long can you taste the tam? So Chazal estimated, Chazal have a Kabbalah, that until you have shishim, 60 times the heter, keneged the iser, you will be able to taste the tam. So even though min haTorah normally iser is batal berov heter, but tam ki'ikah tells me that whenever you can taste the tam of the iser in the heter, it's still going to aser, which means until shishim, it still is going to aser. Says the Rashba, you know why nosen tam afgam is mutter? Not because it's nifsal legamri. Now that's not the reason. The reason is because the only time that tam can aser is if the din of tam ki'ikah can kick in, if that can apply. And tam ki'ikah can't apply if the tam is not a tam ashubach. Only by a good tam will the gzeras akosuv of tam ki'ikah apply. Nosen tam lefgam, even if it's not pogam legamri, even if it's only pogam betavshel b'miktas, but the reality is, a tam pogam is not subject to the din of tam ke'ikar. So if it's not subject to the din of tam ke'ikar, what halacha is going to apply? What halacha comes back? It's batal barov, right? The iser always should have been batal barov. It's just the din of tam ke'ikar prevents the halacha of batal barov from applying. Because as long as you can taste the tam, then the tam is going to answer. Zapta Rashba, tam ke'ikah will only apply if it's the tam ashubach. But if it's no tam of gam, if it's not a good tam, if it's not a tam ashubach, then the din of tam ke'ikah doesn't apply. So the old halacha of bittul berov is going to kick in. So why did the Gemara compare nevela she'ena ruya leger to no tam of gam? Rashba doesn't fill us in completely about this. But if you look at the Prima Gadim in Yaradeya, the beginning of Simen Kuf Gimel, Sivkot and Aleph, where he talks about Nosen Tam Avgam, he says he thinks that the Pshat in the Rashba is that the Rashba felt it was a very light comparison, meaning the Gemara is saying like this. Nevela Shena Ruya Leger tells me that there are some Nevelos, when you're talking about the Issa Be'en, there are some times when the Issa Be'en is not so Choshev. If it's Roy Leger, it's Choshev, and it's Taka Asa, but if it's not Roy Leger, it's not Choshev. If it's Nifsal, it's not going to be Choshev. The Rashba was saying, the only comparison the Gemara made is just like there are different levels when it comes to the Issa Be'en, when it comes to the tangible Issa. Sometimes the Issa is Choshev, sometimes it's not Choshev. When it's Choshev, it's Osir. When it's not Choshev, it's not Osir. So too, when it comes to Tam, there are some times when the Tam is going to be Osir. Sometimes the Tam is no longer Choshev, it's not going to be Osir. But not because it's Nifsal Gamri. That's not the real reason why Nosen Tam of Gam is Mutter. Nosen Tam of Gam is Mutter, the Rashba claims, because the din of tam keikah can't kick in for such a tam. It's a tam pogum, even if it's only pogum b'miktsas. So once the din of tam keikah can't kick in, the old halacha of bittul berov is going to apply, and the issur is going to be batal. So one of the reasons why the Rashba is machadish this idea, the nosen tam of gam is based on the halacha of bittul berov, because the din of tam keikah can't kick in, is because he assumed that a keder she'ena bas yoma, it's not pogam legamri. It's not like the bli inside the walls of the pot is completely pogam, is completely ruined. It's pogam b'miktsas. So it's only pogam b'miktsas. Obviously, you must assume that the het of nosen tam levgam is not based on nifsal meachilas odom legamri, but rather some kind of a new het. The Ra'ah in the Berak Abayis on the side of the Rashba is very troubled with that. The Ra'ah says, couldn't be. You can't understand the equation in the Gemara Avodah Zarah as like a very light, general equation. If the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that Nevela Shena Rui Leger is the Mokka for Nosen Tam Levgam, it must be that every case of Nosen Tam Levgam is where it's Pogom Legamri. So if that's true, if every case of Nosen Tam Levgam is Pogom Legamri, and yet we find that Keder Shena Basyom is one example of Nosen Tam Levgam, so how can that be Mutter? It's not Pogom Legamri. How could that be? So that's what prompts the Ra'ah to make his statement that we referred to yesterday, that apparently a Keder Shena Basyom, the Belia, is Pogom Legamri in the walls of the pot. You have to say it's completely ruined in the walls of the pot. That's taka why Nosen Tam Avgam is going to be mutter. That's the machlokas Ra'ah Rashba in terms of Keder Shena Bas Yoma. So one of the questions that the Ra'ah asks on the Rashba is, he says, how can you claim that Keder Shena Bas Yoma, the Belia, is not Pogam Lagamri in the walls of the Kedera? It's just that it's not going to ask the Tavshil when it comes out. It'll be pogam etavshel b'miktas, and that's the heta. But really, in the walls of the keder, it's not pogam legamri. How could that be? If you assume that a mevatel nisr lechatchila minat Torah, if you assume minat Torah you're not allowed to be mevatel nisr lechatchila, so then how could the Torah be matir a keder she'ena bas yoma? Minat Torah keder she'ena bas yoma is mutter. Midrabbanan, there are some kinds of chumras, whatever. Minatora it's mutter. How could that be? Frektera, oh, if I'm a vatlin is lechatchila minatora, if you assume this principle is a din daraisa, that's a big assumption. But if you assume minatora im a vatlin is lechatchila, so how could the Torah be matter a kedera shena basyama? The blia is not pogum in the walls of the pot. So by cooking the tavshil in the pot, you're being mevatel the issa lechatchila. Says the Ra'ah, must be that the blia taka is pogum in the walls of the pot. So when you cook the tavshil in that pot, you're not being mevatel isurim. It's already batel va'omed. It's already pogum legamri. But the Rashbav, who assumed that it's not pogum legamri in the walls of the pot, the Ra'ah claims, how could he understand the Gemara that minatari you can cook in the keder shena basyama? So the truth is, even if a mevatlan iser lechatchila is not a din daraisa, you could still ask the same question on our Gemara. The question that the Ra'ah asked on the Rashba, you can ask on our Gemara, as we asked a couple of moments ago. Even if a mevatlan iser lechatchila is only a din darabanan, it's a chumer darabanan, but why did the Chacham have to be mechadish this new gzeira keder shena basyama, mishum keder basyama, to ask the keder shena basyama? Typically, a mevatlan iser lechatchila, the Tosis Rid's reason. So why do we need this special gzeira? So maybe the answer is the answer that the Rashba gives to the Ra'oz Kash on him. Again, the questions are a little bit different, but they're basically the same. They're just applying in different ways. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba responds to the Ra'oz by saying the following. It's a fundamental yisod. And he actually says it even more clearly in the Torah Sabayis HaKotzar on page Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Rashba says the din of mevatlan iser lechatchila only applies in certain limited circumstances. It only applies where it's normal to use that kedera, whether with a lot of heter or a little bit of heter. Sometimes they cook a lot in this kedera, sometimes they cook a little bit in the kedera. So that's exactly why lechatchila one is not allowed to cook in this kedera. Why? Because we're afraid that you might not have the proper shear to be mevatel yisr. That's the whole idea. The whole reason why you're mevatel yisr lechatchila is because we're afraid maybe you won't be mevatel yisr. Maybe you'll make a mistake. You won't have the right shear. If you don't have the right shear, then you won't be mevatel yisr. Then you'll eat the yisr. Shreklich. So that's why lechatchila it's also to be mevatel yisr. But let's say you're talking about a zakli, that it's normal to use with a lot. It's normal to cook a lot in the kli. The lashon of the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, if you'll turn to page 6, is issa muat shenivla b'kli darko shaloso kli lehishtamesh bo b'shefa darko shaloso kli shalo lehishtamesh bo heter muat. They don't use the kli for heter muat. Rather, he actually doesn't use this lashon in the kotzer, but in the orach in the middle, he says that it's darko lehishtamesh bo b'shefa. They use the kli with a lot. They cook a lot in it. So because they cook a lot in it, we know for sure somehow because of the way they cook, we know for sure that the blia inside the walls of the pot will always be batel in what you're cooking in. They never cook a small amount in that pot. It's a type of pot that they'll never cook a small amount in it. Zok the Rashba, if that's the case, then even lechatchila you can use that pot. There's no problem. Why? Because again, the Rashba assumes that emavatlan iser lechatchila means that we're not allowed to cook in a pot if we're afraid that you might not cook in the pot in a way in which the issa is going to be batel. But if you know for sure that the issa is always going to be batel, then there's no problem. So similarly, the Rashba on this Ra'ah claims that you're allowed to cook lechatchila min haTorah in the keder shena basyoma because the klal of emavatlan issa lechatchila won't apply in a keder shena basyoma. Why? Because by definition, in a keder shena basyoma, you can never asa the tavshil. It'll never asa the tavshil. It'll always be nosin tam of gam in the tavshil. So it'll always be nosin tam of gam in the tavshil. Keder shen vasyoma is like a kli shedarko lehishtamish bo b'shefa. It's a kli that you'll never have a circumstance in which you will ask at the tavshil. If you'll never have a circumstance in which you'll ask at the tavshil, the din of emavatlan issa lechatchila will not apply. That's the Rashba's teretz, and that can answer the question that we had on the Gemara as well. Okay. The Gemara assumes that there's a gzeira of keder shena basyoma atu basyoma, which basically tells us that one is not allowed to use this pot if it's a keder shena basyoma, but it won't ask for the tavshil that you cook inside the keder. There's a distinction between the kli and the tavshil. What's the basis of that distinction? What's the nature of that distinction? Let's look into this gzeira of keder shena basyoma. What's the nature of this gzeira? So from the Lashon of Rashi, in interpreting the Kasha of the Gemara, Mikam ve'elach lishteri af lechatchila, What impression do you get? What's the nature of this gezeirah? That Chazal will go there lechatchilu, you're not allowed to use this kederushin of asyama, but b'di'evet it's not going to be a problem. The impression you get from Rashi is that the nature of this gezeirah is that one is not allowed to use a kederushin of asyama lechatchila, but b'di'evet you can. Using the kederah is a lechatchila, but eating the meichel is a b'di'evet, because there is no other solution. There is a solution to the kederah. You can kasher the kederah. So lechatchila, Chazal prohibited you from using the kederah of asyama because you could kasher the kederah. There is an out. But since in the meichel there is no out, there's no way of getting, resurrecting the meichel, so to speak, of making it kosher again because it has the iser in it, what can you do? That's a b'di'evet, so therefore Chazal when I go there on the meichel. That's the poshup shot in the Gemara based on Rashi. Tosfos in different Maschil Mikan seems to offer a different interpretation. Tosfos says v'yesh lo seis tam. Let's look together in Tosfos on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph different Maschil Mikan, the third line. Tosfos says v'yesh lo seis tam aro lahatar amaycha v'leser hakedera. Why did Chazal prohibit the kedera and permit the maycha? Lefisha hakedera haya ba iser gomer tchila aval hamaycha lo nivla ba iser meolam. And Tosfos says because the kedera had the Issa Gomer inside of it Metchila, but the Meichel never had the Issa Meolam. What does that mean? So the Rosh echoes a similar sentiment, but he explains a little bit more. He says that the Belia, the Tchila Sablia in the Kedera was very different than the Tchila Sablia in the Meichel. The Tchila Sablia in the Kedera was what? A Belia Leshvach. It was a good Belia. It was a good time. The Tchila Sablia in the Meichel was a Belia Lefgam. It was Nasan Tam Lefgam. So Chazal were only gozer if the Tchilas Ablia was Lashvach, it's Choshuv. So Chazal were gozer on that kind of a Belia. But they weren't, meaning they were gozer not to use the pot. Gozer, if the Tchilas Ablia in this item was Lashvach, then we don't want you to use this item. Usage of the pot means cooking in it, usage of the Meichel means eating it. So since the Tchilas Ablia in the Meichel was Lefgam, so Chazal said you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to use that Meichel. But the Tchilas Ablia in the pot was Lishvach, so therefore they said you're not allowed to use the pot. That's what Tosis says. No mention of Lechatchila B'dievet in Tosis whatsoever. The Rush quotes the Tosis, and then he adds another reason, another svar as to why Chazal would distinguish between the Kedera as opposed to the Meichel. He says if you think about it, the Gezerah can apply to the Kedera, but it won't apply to the Meichel, it won't apply to the food. How so? What's the Gezerah? The whole gezerah is we're afraid that you might come to use a kedera basioma if we allow you to use a kedera sheina basioma. Well, that's true about a kedera. But once Chazal will go there on the kedera sheina basioma, that lechatchila you can't use the kedera, so it's not really shchiach to have a meichel that was cooked in a kedera sheina basioma. It's certainly shchiach, it's certainly a regular thing to have a kedera basioma. We have kederos that you cook. There are kederos that Issa was cooked in it, Basa B'chol was cooked in it, Nevela was cooked in it, something was cooked in it. That's quite shchiach. So Chazal were goes there, even in keder shena basyoma, or to a case of keder basyoma, because keder basyoma is a milsa de shchiach. So Chazal made a gzera. But once Chazal were goes there on keder shena basyoma, is it really shchiach to have a case in which you have Michael that was cooked in keder basyoma? No, it's not shchiach to have Michael that was cooked in a kedera she'ena basyoma. So why would Chazal be gozer a kedera she'ena basyoma? Chazal a gozer something otu, something else that is shchiach. Let's all look at the Rush instead of me telling you balpeh. Let's look at the Rush inside. Okay, this is the Rush in Simen Lamed Vav. It's in the second column on page 5 there in Simen Lamed Vav. Va'ot betav shelekel lemegzedilma ochil benisvash lebasyoma. There's no gzeira. There's no reason to be goes there by the tavshil that we're afraid that maybe it'll be cooked in a keder basyoma, so we should aser eating this meichel that was cooked in a keder shena basyoma because maybe it'll be cooked in a keder basyoma. The halo shchiach levashel bebasyoma hol va'asul chatchila afilu kasha'in basyoma. Says the Rush, it's not normal to cook in a keder basyoma since it's also to cook even in a keder shena basyoma. Meaning people are so careful with these kederos. Once you cook Isser in this pot, it's going to be Usser to cook in this kedero, whether it's basyama, whether it's ena basyama, until you are machsher the pot. So people are never going to cook in a keder bas yama. The only reason why it may have been shchiyah to cook in a keder bas yama is because, well, if we allow you to cook in a keder shein bas yama, you might cook in a keder bas yama. So then it's normal to have food that's cooked in a keder shein bas yama or a keder bas yama. But once we prohibited you from cooking in this keder whatsoever, whether it's bas yama or ein bas yama, then it's lo shchiyah to cook in a keder bas yama. So if it's lo shchiyah to cook in a keder bas yama, why should I ask the tavshil? It's two steps removed. The tavshil, the issur of the tavshil, is dependent on the kederah. So if it's not normal to cook in a keder bas yoma, you never will have a case of a maichel that's cooked in a keder bas yoma. So why should I ask for a maichel that's cooked in a keder shein bas yoma? That's the svara that the Rosh gives. Again, no mention of lechatchila deyevet. There's some kind of a svara to distinguish between maichel as opposed to kederah. Either the question is whether tchilas b'liyasol l'shvach, tchilas b'liyasol l'fgam, or the question is it shchiach to cook in a keder bas yoma or not? That's the question. This is very important. This is a very important shaila. Do we assume that the distinction between keder and maichel is one of lechatchila b'di'eved, or do we assume that the distinction is simply between keder and maichel, that there's something unique to keder as opposed to maichel? What's the nafkamina l'maisa? The very important nafkamina l'maisa is, let's say you have a case where you're going to use a keder she'ena bas yama. The question is, can I use a keder she'ena bas yama without hechsher? Because I have no way of being mashia that keder. See, we're assuming the reason why you might be able to say keder shein bas yoma is a lechatchila, but the maichel is a v'di'evet, is because you can't be machshir a maichel. Once the maichel is created, you can't do a hagol or a libun on the maichel. Now, people do burn their food, but that's not going to fix the food; it just ruins it. So that's, if you assume the distinction between keder and maichel is whether it's lechatchila v'di'evet, I understand keder is lechatchila. Why is it lechatchila? Because you can be machshir the keder. Maichel is v'di'evet because you can't fix it up. But let's say I can give you a case of a kli of a kedera that you can't be machshir. If you assume the whole distinction between keder and maichel, keder shein bas yoma and maichel that's cooked in a keder shein bas yoma, is the distinction of lechatchila b'di'eved. So if I have, if I can show you a kli that you can't be machshir, then maybe even lechatchila I'd be able to use it if it's eino ben yoma, because that's not lechatchila, that's really only b'di'eved. What's an example of a kli that you can't be machshir? Kli cheres, exactly, earthenware kelim. A kli cheres eino yosem b'dei dof yola olam. It never leaves, the bliya never leaves the kli cheres. So if you can't be machshir the klicheres, maybe lechatchila you should be able to use it if it's eino ben yama. If you assume, like Rashi, that the whole distinction between keder and maichel, keder shein bas yoma, and maichel that was cooked in keder shein bas yoma, is a distinction of lechatchila b'di'eved, so by a klicheres, since you don't have any option, you can't be machshir that klicheres, so maybe even quote-unquote lechatchila you could use that kli, because it's really not lechatchila, it's really only b'di'eved. So this is a big machlokes in the poskim. The Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Kufchav Beis of Katan Aleph quotes Rishonim who debate whether a klicheres she'ena bas yoma can be used without hechsher. Can you use that kli? The Chachmei Venetia, he says, hold that it's mutter. Since a klicheres is b'di'evet, it's like a b'di'evet because you can't be masher klicheres in any way. It's ta'un shvira. The only thing you could do is break it or put it back into the kiln. You can't really be machshir it at all. Hagola certainly is not going to work. So they thought that it's mutter to use a klicheres that's in eino ben yoma, to cook in a pot that's a klicheres. We don't really have too many earthenware pots, but to cook it in an earthenware pot, because that's a b'di'evet. They add, if it's hefzid meruba, kolshken, you could be mekel. But basically the het there is due to the fact that they assume that the whole Isser, the Gzer of Keder Shein Bas Yoma, is because it's only Lechatchila. You're not allowed to use it Lechatchila, but if it's going to be B'di'eved, there's no other option. If you can't be Mashas, then Lechor, you should be able to use it. But the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that the Hagos Ashri argues. The Hagos Ashri, right there on the Rush, writes as follows. Let's look at it together inside. Havo Kederi Yisharas Bo Levishule Be'ena Bas Yoma Osi Levashem Be'bas Yoma. He says like this. Avol ein lomar hatam ve'ein lahat levashel b'kedera lefisha zehoya lechatchila. Commenting on that rush, who is telling you what the distinction between kedera and maichel is, says, don't tell me that the reason why you're not allowed to be mevashel in kedera shenabas yom is because it's lechatchila v'nosin tam levgam lechatchila aser, and it's aser to be goreim nosin tam levgam lechatchila. That can't be, says the Hagos Ashri. Because then it would turn out that lechatchila should be able to use a klicheres, because a klicheres is like a b'di'evet. So he says, don't tell me the distinction between keder and maichel is whether Keder Shana Bas Yom is also lechatchila, or b'di'evan, right? That Keder Shana Bas Yom is still a lechatchila, but the Meichel is a b'di'evan, because if that's the case, then Klei Cheres, which would require Shavira, there is no Hechsher, you should be able to use. So he concludes that the Tosfos and the Rosh are correct. The distinction between Ochel and Kedera is not a distinction between lechatchila and b'di'evan, rather a chilik between Ochel and Kedera in the sense of either Tchilas b'liyasa l'shvach, as opposed to tchilas b'liyasa l'fgam, or that it's less shchiach, the two versions that the Rosh had. The Hagos HaShri clearly assumes that if the distinction between Keder and Meichel were one of l'chatchila as opposed to b'di'eved, you should be, what? You should be makel by Kli Cheres, and that precisely is the reason why he feels compelled to say the chilik is not l'chatchila b'di'eved, because he assumes that there is no kula by Kli Cheres. Okay. There is a third sheet, though. The third sheet is the Ran. The Ran of Psochem claims that really the distinction between Keder and Meichel is one of Lechatchila B'di'evan. But the Ran nevertheless says that you still can't be Mekel by a Kli Cheres. We assume that the Nafkamina between whether you claim that the chilek between Keder and Meichel is lechatchila b'di'eved or some other kind of svara, the nafkamina is a kli that there's no hechsher for. A kli that there's no hechsher for should be viewed as a b'di'eved. So if the distinction is between lechatchila b'di'eved, that kind of kli you'll be able to use, even quote-unquote lechatchila, if it's eino ben yomim, because that's a b'di'eved. But if you assume the chilek between Meichel and Kedera is some other kind of a svara, so then it doesn't matter that it's a b'di'evet by a kli cheres. Nevertheless, you won't be able to use that kli because it's chilas b'liyasa l'shvach, or it's a good gzeira, as Tosfos in the Rosh claim. So that's what the Piskei Tshuva thought. That's what the Piskei Tshuva felt, that this is a nafkamina. And he assumes, the Piskei Tshuva concludes L'chumra. He quotes the Prima Gadim, who is Machmer, who assumes against these Chachmei Venezia that the real distinction is not as Rashi says. Not that there's a distinction between L'chatchila B'di'evet, because then we should be mated by a Kli Cheres. The real distinction is as Tosfos in the Rosh had, and therefore we should be Machmer by a Kli Cheres. The truth is, the chumra of the Piskei Tshuva, the conclusion of the Piskei Tshuva, we can support even if we don't agree with the Piskei Tshuva's svar. Why? How so? There's a third shita. The Ran is really a third shita. The Ran assumes that the distinction between Keder and Meichel is really a distinction between Lechatchila and B'di'evet. But nevertheless, the Ran is willing to say that we should still be Machner by a Kli Cheres. You follow? The Piskei Tshuva sets up the structure that if you assume the difference between Kedera and Meichel is between Lechatchila B'di'evet, so if you can't be Masha the Kli, then even the Kli is going to be Mutter, because that's a B'di'evet. It's only if you assume that the distinction is some other kind of a Svara, so then will be Machmer even by the Kli. But nevertheless, he's Machmer. The Piskei Tshuva concludes that we should follow Tosfos and the Rosh against Rashi. We should be Machmer even by a Kli that you can't be Machshir. The Ran agrees with the conclusion of the Piskei Tshuva, but for a totally different reason. He agrees with his conclusion, v'lav mitameh. The Ran says, even if you claim that the distinction between Kedera and Tavshil is a chilek between lechatchila and b'di'evet, nevertheless, you should be machmer by a Kli Cheres. Why? Why should I assume that? Isn't that b'di'evet? So the Ran says, apparently we don't assume that this is called b'di'evet. Why is that not called a b'di'evet? He brings a raya from the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Kufir Aleph Amid Beis in Chulin quotes the case of Hahi Pincha. There was this Pincha, this earthenware kli, that they salted meat in it. And we know that when you salt meat, the blood comes out and it gets absorbed into the kli. And the Gemara describes that they broke the kli. They salted meat in this Pincha and then they broke the kli. Why did they break the kli? So ask the Ran, why did they break the kli? If you assume that a Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, if it's a Kedera Shel Cheres, you can reuse once it's Eino Ben Yomo, so why did they break the Kli? They should have waited 24 hours, or according to Rashi, Linas Laila, they should have waited the requisite amount of time until the Kli should be defined as a Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, and then they'd be able to use it, Lechatchila, because it's really a B'di'evet, it was a Kli Cheres. Says the Ran, obviously, you see from here, what? You see from here that Kli Cheres is not a B'di'evet. We don't treat Kli Cheres like a B'di'evet. Tosa and the Rush would say something totally different. Tosa and the Rush would say, I'll tell you why they were machmer. They were machmer because the whole distinction between Kedera Shin Bas Yoma and Kedera Lav Bas Yoma, the whole distinction between Kedera and Michael is not a chila between Lechat Chila and the Eved. It's totally different. If it was Tchilas B'liyaso L'shvach, you got to be machmer. That's why you should be machmer. Not because this is not b'di'evet. Avada it would be b'di'evet. But the distinction between Kedera and Michael is not a chilik between Lechat Chila b'di'evet. It's a distinction between Kedera and Michael. It was the Tchilas B'liyaso L'shvach. Is there more of a reason for Gezerah? That's what Tosfos and the Rush would say. The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says, even if you'll tell me that the distinction between Kedera and Michael is the difference between Lechat Chila and b'di'evet, I'll still be machmer by Kli Cheres. Apparently that's not viewed as a b'di'evet. It's quite an interesting sheet in the Ran against the assumption of the Pesach Tshuva, how he sets up the whole structure. So the Ran concludes the same as the Pesach Tshuva, v'lav mitamei, not for his reason. He concludes the same that we should be machmer by a Kli Cheres, even if it's Eino Ben Yoma, but not for the reason of the Pesach Tshuva, that the distinction between Kedera and Michael is not a distinction between Lechat Chila and b'di'evet. The Ran assumes there really is a distinction between Lechat Chila and b'di'evet, but nevertheless you should be machmer by a Kli Cheres because that's not called b'di'evet. Why is it not called b'di'evet? So that's what some of the mefarshim on the side of the Ran are troubled with. The chidushe anshei shem there on the side of the Ran quotes from a Gemara that sounds like you don't have to break a tanur shel cheres. If the tanur shel cheres became osu, you don't have to break that tanur. So the chidushe anshei shem says, I don't understand what the Ran is saying. Cheres is not b'di'evet. Don't you see from the case of tanur shel cheres that it is called a b'di'evet? You don't have to break the Tanur Shel Cheres if it becomes osu, because that's a b'di'evet. What's the Ran talking about? That's the kasha that the Chidushei Anshei Shem is. So some of the Svarim point out that the Chidushei Haran himself, in his separate Chidushim, not on the Rif in Psachim, in his separate Chidushim, he asked the same kasha. He was sensitive to that kasha. And the Ran concludes that Kedera and Tanur are not the same. Tanur is a big loss. It's a big item. It's expensive. A kli, a kedera, it's not such a big loss. What's the Ran saying? Breaking a kedera shel cheres is not the worst thing in the world, so you won't be able to use it, so you can't be machshir. It's not a b'di'evet. Tanur shel cheres, even the Ran would say, maybe that would be called a b'di'evet. The Ran seems to be saying it's a function of how much hefsid you're talking about. The Ran's not denying that the distinction between kedera and Michael is whether it's l'chatchila b'di'evet. And the Ran is really admitting, if you see all the sugyas, you see all the Ran really is admitting to what the Pesach Tshuva quotes in the Chachmei Venetia. The Ran really is admitting that Kli Cheres She'eino Ben Yom Taka might be mutter to be used if it's a real b'di'evet. It's just that you have to have a hefsid meruba to be a real b'di'evet. A Tanur is a hefsid meruba, but the Kli is not a hefsid meruba. So that's why the Ran is not willing to concede that a kedera shena bas yoma that's made out of cheres should be able to be used because it's not such a hefsid. The Ran is only distinguishing in terms of, you know, relatively speaking, what's called a hefsid by a kli cheres, what's not. But the Ran really, if you look at all, the whole Ran, the Ran really is working with the perspective of Rashi. Yes?
And to say that just like conceptually, what's the difference between a Michael and a kedera?
It's because a Michael is never really so expensive.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
The Michael is never going to be as expensive, I mean, maybe a very expensive steak, as right. the kedera that you're using it in.
Right.
So if that's the whole idea behind the kedera, then it's never been the idea, then why would it not be like that by the Michael as well? Like conceptually, what's the chiluk then?
No, the Ran is saying that it will be b'di'evet. If it's a tanner, or if it's a very expensive kli, then it will be b'di'evet. So some people want to say, let's say you'd have to break your china dishes. Let's say you used clay cheres, you used china glaze, expensive mikasa china, I don't know how expensive it could be, but let's say it's very expensive, and someone used it mistakenly, and it was milchik, and they used it for fleishig, or they used it for some kind of, they didn't realize it was nevela. There have been cases recently of people have bought the basa, they thought they bought meat, they thought it was shchut, and it turns out that it was nevela. So what do they do with their china dishes? What are they supposed to do? So some might claim, well, the china is expensive. So if the china is expensive, maybe the Ran would concede that it's hefsid meruba and therefore it should be mutter. The Pesach Tshuva doesn't want to conclude that way. He rejects Rashi. He assumes the whole distinction between Kedera and Michael has nothing to do with l'chatchila b'di'evet. But maybe it could be mitzarif the Chachma Venetia to the Ran and say that if it's going to be expensive, if it'll be a hefsid meruba, maybe it could be mekel to assume that you could use it if it's Eino Ben Yoma.
Right, what I'm saying is according to the Ran, though, the Michael is going to be mutter because it's b'di'evet. Right.
Yeah.
So why would that be the case? It should also be viewed as not being. You should also.
Ah, you're saying the Meichel is never such a big loss.
Right. So you should, according to the Ran Svara, then, if that's the real Chilik, then throw away the Meichel also. That shouldn't be viewed.
Bal Tashchis might be worse than breaking a Kli. Is that really, is breaking a Kli Bal Tashchis? I don't know. You losing the Meichel, that's a good Ha'ara. If you always assume that the Meichel is viewed as a Bidi'eved, so is it more of a Bidi'eved once the Meichel is there to throw out the Meichel, or is it more of a Bidi'eved to break the Kli? It's a good Ha'ara. I'm not sure what the answer is. Apparently he assumes Bal Tashchis is worse. So since you have to throw out the food, we'll be willing to be Meichel, but if you have to break the Kli, apparently that's not as bad. That's apparently what the Ran is assuming. But some want to claim, based on this run, that if you have expensive china, maybe there's room to be makel. Maybe you could, if you have other snifim lahakel, I'm not going to discuss all the details, but if you have other snifim lahakel, maybe there might be room to be makel. I saw one sefer suggested that he doesn't really see how there's room to be makel, because china dishes are not like a tana shalcheres. A tana shalcheres is one unit. China dishes, yeah, it's expensive, because if you have 10 plates, you have to throw out the whole set. That's expensive. But is each plate expensive? Is each plate expensive? Do we look at it as a composite? Or do we say, well, if I have to throw out this plate, it's a loss of whatever, $5. It's not such a loss necessarily. It might not be called such a hefsid meruba. Mm-hmm. It's not such a hefsid meruba. Even if the composite hefsid, you won't be able to use anything. The composite is really a large hefsid. Maybe you can't be makel for that. That's a question the post can discuss. It's not so clear. They grapple with that issue. But the whole issue comes up based on how you understand this gzeir of Kederah Shein Bas Yama. Is it a chiluk, the distinction between Kederah and Meichel, is it a distinction of Lechatchila B'dieved, or is it some other distinction? The Bali Tosfos, the Rosh and Tosfos seem to assume that it's some other kind of chiluk. The Ran and Rashi seem to assume that it's a chiluk of Lechatchila B'dieved, but they interpret that distinction in different ways. Just finally, the Pisrei Tshuva in Sivkot and Gimel discusses another fascinating issue about Kederah Shein Bas Yama. This is the second half of packet 4. Pesach Yeshiva talks about what should be the din. Should we be gozer Kederah Shein Bas Yama by an Issa D'Rabbanan? Were Chazal gozer the gzer of Shein Bas Yama to Bas Yama by an Issa D'Rabbanan? Let's say the Kli became Osir be Issa D'Rabbanan. He quotes the note of Yehuda and the Taz, and they both say that we know when we're not gozer gzera l'gzera, and gozer and gzera l'gzera. So if we were to be gozer on an Issa D'Rabbanan, that would be a gzera l'gzera. So both the Noda B'Yehuda and the Taz say it's mutter. The gzera of Kederah Shein Bas Yama doesn't apply to an Issa D'Rabbanan because we're not gozer gzera l'gzera. But the Pesach Tshuva says, I'll bring you raya from the same Ranim Psochim that we just had, that the gzera of Shein Bas Yama is said even by an Issa D'Rabbanan. What's the raya? What's the case in the Gemara Chulin that the Ran is talking about? What's the case? They had this pincha, they had the kli cheres, and they salted the meat in the kli cheres. What's the din of dam shemilcha, salted blood? So most Rishonim assume that dam shemilcha is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, why did they throw out the kli? Vaita, the same raya of the Ran. If you hold that the gzer of Kederah Shein Bas Yama doesn't apply by kli cheres, so why do they throw out the Kli? Let them just wait until the Kli becomes Eina Ben Yoma, until 24 hours, or until Alinas Laila, and it should be Mutter. Similarly, if the Gzeira Kederah Shein Bas Yama doesn't apply by Inesid Rabbanan, so what do they throw out the Kli for? Let's wait until it's Eina Ben Yoma, and it should be Mutter to use. Dam Shemilcho is only Midir Rabbanan. Ella, you see, claims the Pisrei Tshuva. You see from that Ran that the Gzeira of Eina Bas Yama applies even to Inesid Rabbanan. It's a beautiful raya from the Ram, but the question is, the comment, the svara of the Noda B'Yehuda and the Taz seems to be right. If you don't make a gzera l'gzera, so how can we make a gzera of Kederah Shein Bas Yama by an Issa D'Rabbanan? So maybe the answer to this question is based on a fundamental yesod that some of the Achronim have. This Rogat Shavar who says over this yesod on a Rambam that we're not going to talk about. It's a Rambam that discusses Kederah Shein Bas Yama. It's a little bit complicated. But the yesod that the Rogachava had in that Rambam, maybe you can use to try to explain the Ram. What's the yesod? What's the nature of this Isra of Kederah Shein Bas Yama? Why is it Aser? So Poshup Shad in the Gemara, you read the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like it's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. It's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. There were goes in Mishum Kederah Bas Yama, and that's it. The Rogan Shavas suggests that maybe it's more than that. Maybe it started as a gzera, but it became even stronger than that. We find sometimes that when Chazal have a gzera, Chazal want to prohibit something. It might start, the tam ha-gzera starts, the tam ha-dover, the tam ha-issa starts as a gzera, but then Chazal make it like the gufo shalissa. Chazal say we want to interpret this gzera in a way that it should be as chomer as the gufo issa, meaning maybe Chazal said that because of the gzera of kedera bas yoma, they were afraid that you might use the kedera before it becomes eino bas yoma. So they said we want to treat a kedera she'eino bas yoma like a kedera bas yoma. We should treat it exactly the same. So it may have started as a gzera, the tam atakana, so to speak, right? The tam ha'isser may have started as a gzera, but Chazal made it like gufo shel isser because they wanted it to be a very chomedike isser. If we assume that Chazal made Keder Shena Bas Yoma like Gufa Shalissa, so then there's no kasha to begin with. The whole kasha was, how can you assume that the Gzera Keder Shena Bas Yoma applies by Nisad Rabbana and it's a Gzera L'Gzera? The answer is, it's not a Gzera. The Gzera, the quote-unquote Gzera Keder Shena Bas Yoma is more than just a Gzera. It's like Gufa Shalissa. So if it's like Gufa Shalissa, it's not a Gzera L'Gzera to tell me that the Gzera of Keder Shena Bas Yoma should apply by some other Gzera d'Rabbanan. The Gzera d'Rabbanan of Dam Shemilcho is that we're afraid that you might eat real Dam, and the real Dam is Takanisid Daraisa. But Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, even though it sounds from the Gemara that it's a Gzera, you could suggest that maybe it's more than a Gzera. They made it like Gufo Shalissa. So if they made it like Gufo Shalissa, it's not a Gzera L'Gzera, so it's not subject to the same rules. This Yesod relates to many other issues. I'll just mention one. This Yesod that the concept of Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, the Yisur of Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, is not just a gzera, but it's like gufa shalisser. This could help explain a very famous Rama. The Rama is actually talking about a totally different issue, a very famous issue. We'll try to explain it as best as we can in 2 minutes, but it's like a whole sugya unto itself. There's a principle called not bar not, no sin tam bar no sin tam, meaning if the tam, if the taste that goes into the tavshil is not the first taste of the isser, but it's only a second taste. What do I mean? Let's say a person cooked isser in a pot, and it's still ben yomo, and then he cooks something else in the pot. He cooks heter in the pot. So the real tam that's coming out is really a tam sheni. It's a second kind of a tam. It's not the tam rishon. It's not the real tam from the isser itself. It's really just what we call a tam sheni. It's a secondary infusion of taste, if you will, because the tam went from the isser into the pot and back into the next tavshil. We paskin that no sin tam by no sin tam, the isura, not bar not, the isura is usser. Because once you have isser, it never becomes mutter. You have the original isser, and the second tam is usser, and the third tam is usser, la olam void, all the time are going to be usser. But the heter of no sin tam by no sin tam, this famous halach of not bar not, is discussed in the context of Basa b'cholav, because basa b'cholav is not what we call isura bala. That's a good bridge to Marashia. It's not isura bala, meaning it's not like the veil, it's not like chazer. The cholav is muta, the basar is muta. Together it's asa, but each one is muta by itself. So let's say you cooked basar in a pot, you cooked meat in a pot, and by cooking the meat in the pot, you now have a belia of meat, tam basar in the pot. And then you cook macaroni in the pot. If you were to cook chalav, you cooked milk in the pot, that would still be a problem, because then you'd have what we call tam sheni be'isser. That means that the first tam of basa goes into the pot, and then the tam sheni, the nat bar nat, would come out directly into the chalav. That would also be a problem. But let's say you cook something neutral, like macaroni in the pot. So then you have your tam rishon of basa going into the pot, and the tam sheni comes out into something neutral. That's the discussion in the Gemara in Chulin of not bar not the hetera, where your secondary transfusion, your not bar not, is going into something neutral. And the question is, are you allowed to eat that with the other men? If you have not bar not of basar into a tavshil, into macaroni, can you eat that with the chalav? So that's a machlokas in the Gemara in Chulin on the Kufir Aleph and Beis, where the not bar not is mutter or asr. We pass that not bar not is mutter. But the Rishonim there have a debate as to how far to extend this heter. Does it apply even in the case of Bishul that we've just described? Or does it only apply in a lesser case than Bishul? What's less than Bishul? Well, the case of Nat Bar Nat in the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis is Dogim Sha'olu B'Ka'ara Mutter La'Ochlam B'Kutach. is it mutter to eat dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara, meaning if you put hot fish on a plate, on a ka'ara of basar, a fleshik plate, now it's going to get a blia of fleshiks in the fish, is it mutter to eat that with kutach? Kutach is a milchika dip. You get all the details over here? You have a secondary transfusion of fleshiks in the fish. Now the question is, are you allowed to eat that together with milk? Can you eat that together with the milk? Do we assume that this fish now became fleshiks? Or do we say, no, it's not barnat, it's not going to become fleshik? Notice, he didn't cook the fish in a fleshik pot. It's olu b'ka'ara. So some Rishonim say, olu in nisbash lulo. Only olu is going to be mutter. If it's olu in the ka'ara, even though it's hot, that kind of transfusion of taste is not going to be a problem to eat it then with milk. But if you were actually mevashel, if you cook the fish in the keder shel basar, then that would not be a problem. Not barnat is also with bishul. That's the machlokes Rishonim. So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Yeraday and Simen Tzadi, hey, we paskin that not barnat lechatchila is aser bebishul. You can't cook it lechatchila, meaning I can't cook macaroni in my fleishika pot expecting to add cheese to the macaroni. That's mamash this case. You're cooking not barnat lechatchila. You're cooking the macaroni in the fleishika pot. The macaroni is only going to have a secondary transfusion of taste in it, taste of basar. Lechatchila, we don't like to do that because we assume lechatchila, like those Rishonim who claim that the heter of not barnat only applies in the case of olu, not by nizbashlo. Bishul somehow is more chamer. So because bishul is more chamer, we're not going to assume lechatchila that you could be mekel to rely on not barnat to be matir when it comes to bishul.
He's talking about binyamopat.
Ah! That's the introduction. Now we get to the jugular. What's the halacha if the pot was an Eino Benyamo? So the Ramah in Yerideya, where's this Ramah? Packet 4, right? Tzadi Hei, Siv Beis. The Ramah in Yerideya, in Simen Tzadi Hei, Siv Beis, after he quotes those who are machmer by Bishul, he says, V'cheinim hakli, at the end, V'cheinim hoya hakli shenizbashlo nitzlebo lefgam shalohia ben yomo nogin heter lechatchila la'achlan ima minasheni. The Ramah says that if the kli was an ena ben yomo, so then we allow you to eat the item, we allow you to mix the milchiks together with the fleshiks. We allow you to mix, to melt the cheese on the macaroni if the kli is a kli she'ena ben yomo. That's the Ramah. The Ramah said, we will allow you to mix the two if it's a kli she'ena ben yomo. Why is that true? So the Gra in Sifkat and Yud says, look, the only reason why it's also to use a kedera she'ena bas yomo is because of a gezera of kedera bas yomo. And even if you cook in the kedera bas yomo, let's say you cooked the macaroni in the kedera bas yomo, but the evidence mutter. If you mixed the cheese together with the macaroni, it doesn't aser. It's just you're not allowed to do that. But if you were to have mixed it already, you would be allowed to eat it. So says the Gra, since b'di'eved, if you did this nosen tam b'nosen tam in a keder bas yomo, you'd be allowed to eat the meichel with the cheese. So then there's no reason to be gozer b'kedera she'ena bas yomo. So the Gra seems to assume l'chatchila. This is a very important Gra. The Gra seems to assume l'chatchila. If you have a fleshika pot that's an Eino Ben Yomo, lechatchila you can cook macaroni in it, al das to add, to melt cheese onto the macaroni to eat it together with the macaroni. That's what the Gra assumes. Because he says, look, the gzera keder shena bas yomo is only atu bas yomo, but in this context of keder bas yomo, meaning a nosen tam bar nosen tam context of keder bas yomo, b'dieved, if you already cooked the macaroni in the pot, it would be mutter to eat it together with the cheese. So if b'di'evet it will be mutter to eat it together with the cheese, then there's no reason to be gozer. The gzera of eino ben yomo atu ben yomo wouldn't apply if by ben yomo it's going to be mutter anyway. So the Gra says lechatchila you can cook in the klisha eino ben yomo if the only problem is a nosen tam nosen patam issue of bishul. From the Ramah, the Chachma Sadam, the Chaya Adam's comments to Yerideya, the Chachma Sadam says if you look carefully at the Ramah, he doesn't say that. The Ramah doesn't say you're allowed to cook in this pot. The Ramah says V'chenim haya aklish nisbashlu o nitzlebo lefgam, etc. Nogin heter lechatchila la'achlan im ha'minasheni. If you already cooked it in the pot, if it's a bidyeved, you cooked it in the pot, then you can eat it with the second min. But are you allowed to say, look, if you wake up in the morning and you have one pot, and it's your fleshiga pot, you say, I don't know where my milchiga pot is, I must have left it by someone else. And you want to have macaroni and cheese, right? It's a mac and cheese day. So can you cook lechatchila in your fleshiga pot and add the cheese to the macaroni? The Chachma Sadam is medayik from the Ramah that you can't. Lechatchila you can't do it. If you already cooked it in the pot, then you can do it. But the Gemara seems to say, even lechatchila, you can cook in this fleshiga pot because it's only not barnat. It's not barnat of Eino Ben Yomo. So what could be the problem? What's the Machlokas Ramah and Gemara? So perhaps one could suggest the Machlokas Ramah and the Gemara is how to understand the Isra of Kedera Sheina Bas Yomo. The Gemara is assuming it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira. Chazal were afraid that you might cook in the Kedera Bas Yomo. So if there's no concern if you'll cook in the Kedera Bas Yomo, there's no reason to be gozer. So the Gemara says, look, by a Kedera Bas Yomo, but the evidence is going to be mutter anyway. If you cooked benosin tam, if you cook nosin tam by nosin tam, but the evidence is going to be mutter anyway. L'chatchila, we don't like to cook in such a kedera because we're machmer for that shita that claims that by bishul we don't want to rely on osintam by osintam. But b'di'evit, if you did it already, it's mutter. We're not going to ask for the tavshul. So says the Gemara, if b'di'evit, if you already cooked the macaroni in the pot, there's no problem of using it. If you cook the macaroni in a kedera basyom, excuse me, b'nosintam by osintam, you'll be able to eat it together with the cheese, so then there's no reason to be gozer on Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, because the whole gozer Kedera Shena Bas Yoma is a function of whether there will be a problem with Kedera Bas Yoma. What bothered the Ramah that the Ramah was not willing to say that even lechatchila you could cook the nosen tam and nosen tam in the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma? That's because the Ramah said you treat it like gufo shalissa. We treat the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma like a Kedera Bas Yoma. By a Kedera Bas Yoma of nosen tam and nosen tam, we're machmir when it comes to bishul. We're machmer lechatchila when it comes to bishul. So even though if you did it already, we're not going to prevent you from eating it together with the milchigs, but we're machmer lechatchila not to cook in a kedera bas yoma, even if it's nosen tam by nosen tam. We're machmer like that shita in the Rishonim. So if we're machmer by kedera bas yoma, the Ramah will say, you got to be machmer by kedera shena bas yoma as well. Aye, but it's only a gzera atu bas yoma, and if you cooked in bas yoma, it's not really going to aser anyway. No, it's much more than a gzera. So, kegufa shalisser. So if they made it like Gufa Shalista, we have to treat the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma like a Kedera Bas Yoma. So any time that it'll be us to use the Kedera Bas Yoma, it'll be us to use the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma. So since not barnat lechatchila is usur bibishul by Kedera Bas Yoma, it's got to be usur bibishul lechatchila by Kedera Shena Bas Yoma as well. So this Ramah could be explained based on this Rogatchava, the Chiddush of the Rogatchava in the Rambam, that we didn't explain exactly what he was talking about, Klicheres, a complicated Rambam there. But this is so that maybe the Yisr Kedera Bas Yoma, the Yisr Kedera Shena Bas Yoma is not just the Gzer, but rather Asa'u, Kegufa Shel Yisr. This might help explain this very famous Ramah. It's an important Chumer, because what comes out is that Lechatchila, you really shouldn't cook in the Kli. You should not cook in the Kli She'ena Ben Yoma, even Benapar, not if you're assuming that you're going to add the cheese. If you don't know, if you cooked it already, so then you can add the cheese later. But Lechatchila, even if you have a Kedera She'ena Bas Yoma, it's probably better if you want to be Macher for the Ramah. If you want to be Megel for the Gra, so if your Posek is Megel for the Gra, that's one thing. But if you want to be Macher for the Ramah, so then Lechatchila, you should not cook in the Kedera She'ena Bas Yoma, even if it's not Barnat, if you want to be able to mix this item together with the cheese.